ancient objects and ancient times. Sometimes things are found which could be something different than they are described by scientists and others. I am referring to a find of a skull in Iran. Iranian scientists are describing it as a deformed human skull. It certainly could be a deformed human skull, but it might be the skull of an alien or some other human type relative. The Iranian scientists say it is human, but the human had no jaw and didn't have a line separating the skull into two sections. The skull was located in Isfahan province. Their empire began in 247 BC and came to an end in 224 AD. Another name for the Isfahan Empire was the Arsacid Empire. An ancient writing was found which helped to put the perspective of the Bible into focus. The text could be of great help with finding the date the first ancient script in the Old Testament was recorded. The writing was on pottery which has been dated from 2500 BC. They also concluded the writing on the pottery was written by people of different social classes. Scientists believe the messages were written by the military of the time and believe everyone in that military, no matter what rank, was able to read and write. The pottery was found in Israel and will be of interest for a very long time and maybe forever. An ancient tomb was found in Greece and some archaeologists believe it was the tomb of Alexander the Great. What made them think this? Numerous lion heads surrounded the site and there was one inscription which was the symbol of Amun-Ra with Greek decorations, and the archaeologists said this was a strong indication the tomb belonged to Alexander. The tomb was found by Greeks and one archaeologist said, "But I am speaking to every Greek all over the world. I want every one of you to feel proud, because Greek hands have found this very important monument." This presents a problem in that ancient writing indicates the tomb was in Alexandria, Egypt. Some believe the body had been moved back to his home country. Two skeletons were found in Cameroon which scientists think point to another branch of the human race. The skeletons are from 8000 BC. The site they were found in was named Shum Lake. The skeletons belong to a teenager and a male about 4 years of age. Two other skeletons were found, but these were only 3,000 years old. The first thing which struck the scientists after a DNA test was performed on all four skeletons was the fact all the results were similar, even though there was 5,000 years between the two sets of skeletons. Two-thirds of the DNA had come from an unknown race of humans. Cave art has been found which is dated at 44,000 years old. What surprised scientists about it was the fact it depicted beasts which were half animal and half human. Many of the scientists who have seen it believe it showed a lot of traits we have today, including religious thinking. The cave is located in Sulawesi, Indonesia. The area has a lot of limestone caves and there could be more discoveries there in the future. So far 242 sites of cave art have been discovered and this may just be the beginning. Every once in a while, I see articles which mention giants living on the earth. It seems to be a very popular topic. Supposedly they are being found in many different places. We are being told a giant human skeleton was found in Thailand and it was killed by a large poisonous snake which also died at the same time and is with the skeleton. The skeleton seems to be between 25 and 30 feet tall. It is claimed the skeleton is real but has faced a massive disinformation campaign to try and discredit the find. I will let you be the judge of all this. Scientists said mountaintops have appeared in the Atlantic. Some are saying they are man-made. This has started a controversy which some claim the mountaintops are not only man-made but are part of Atlantis. People have claimed to have found Atlantis so many times it boggles the mind. Egypt arrested the head of a gang of criminals and they got more than they bargained for. Most of the time a sentence like this would indicate a problem, but in this case, it was a gift. The gang had specialized in stealing archaeological treasures. The gang had discovered an entire ancient city with all its treasures. The city dated back to the 2nd century AD. When they were caught, the gang had 440 antiques in their car. The criminals confessed. Millions of shipwrecks lay on the bottom of the oceans and seas. Archaeologists just discovered a ship which they believe to have belonged to the Crusaders. They think it was fleeing from the Holy Land and sunk. In the ship was treasure in the form of gold coins. The wood was carbon dated to between 1062 and 1250 AD. Scientists stated the coins were the link which connected the ship with the Crusaders. The remains of one of the smallest dinosaurs has been discovered. The dinosaur is about the size of a large mouse. A scientist has said even though it can fit in a teacup, it is dangerous. It existed by eating insects. The dinosaur is 237 million years old and lived on Madagascar. It was about 4 inches tall, but eventually the family of dinosaurs it was related to would grow into giants. The ancient Romans had clear glass. We know this because we have found pieces of it. Recently we found some Roman glass and scientists were very curious as to where it came from, so they did an analysis on it. It turned out to be Alexandrian glass. It was very prized and used extensively during the Roman period. The Romans were in control of Egypt during the time, even though they were not their pharaohs. You didn't mess with Rome at the time unless you wanted a war on your hands, which you had a very good chance of losing. Archaeologists think they discovered the fabled city of Ecbatana, where the Achaemenian kings used to spend their summers and where Parthian kings also spent some time. The city was dated back to between 700 and 586 BC. It was the capital of ancient Mudz, which is in the center of the modern city of Hamadan in west central Iran.